we are back. You are listening to Davins, and on the break, that was Catchpenny. Before we went to break, we tried to solve many problems. A turkey in the middle of the road, and whether said turkey should be eaten with mayonnaise.
And it's yes.
Solve that problem, yes.
How to, we revisited how to tell a kid you're not on the team. And then we dealt with a racist rabbi. And we really don't have a solution, although Joe is very profound until confronted with the fact that he's not a good communicator.
I communicated to you plenty in that segment.
You always communicate to me plenty. Whether it's wanted or not, you are always ready to communicate with me.
And I don't give a damn.
No, you don't. No. Since 2013, you're quite vociferous in your communication.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really sad. And Joe, I do this all the time. You go, no, communicated. It's like I always step on it when I'm trying really hard to make my point and to sound as erudite as possible.
Oh,
I
God,
always screw
the
it
worst.
Up.
That's the worst.
Right. So let's get before I get Savage Medicine queued up, Joe, why don't you explain what Savage Medicine is?
What Savage Medicine is there going to be a sequence of medical stories, and we're going to decide whether those stories are true or false, and sometimes the most preposterous things are true.
And sometimes they're not.
And sometimes they're not.
So yeah. Here's Savage Medicine.
We haven't heard a song in a while.
Okay. You have it at home, you can listen whenever you want, stupid. So, Pip, myself, and Sensei Ferdico will be playing. If anybody in the chat wants to play, Pip will keep score of that, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes the people in the chat like to play, sometimes not so much. They might be a little gun-shy after Gay Name That Orgasm.
Yeah, Tom has got things that he's got to do, so he's going to be away, so he's not going to be playing.
Aw.
He's coming back and forth to the... he's trying to participate in the show as much as possible.
It's always good when Trucker Tom participates.
But he's taking care of Mom.
Aw.
Oh. Okay.
All the best to Mom Tom.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Mom Tom. That's
Mom Tom.
Mom Tom.
Tom Mom.
Yes. Tom Mom. You can listen to the show if we record it on a CD-ROM.
You had it, but took it too far.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And Joe's girl says, Tom is running away from this one. Mm-hmm. No, you should have run away last.
Yeah,
last one.
Tom came from behind.
Yes.
Tom came from behind and won it by a nose last week. all right. So how many stories we got, Joe?
I got at least five.
How many do you want to? How many you guys want to do? Want to do all five?
Yeah.
You want to do three? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do them all.
We already did the HIV cat, right?
We did. Well, I didn't do the HIV cat.
I didn't do the HIV cat.
True. All right. Is that so? We got anybody playing in there or not?
Joe's girl's gonna play.
Yeah, Joe's girl.
Yeah, I'm just checking on Lena.
Now she doesn't have any inside information. Joe, does she?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
No,
all
right. No.
I would have to take away that title from her.
No.
Should she win?
No.
So we'll see. Lisa's just going to listen. Oh, you chicken.
Really?
It's not like last week.
No, this is why I don't think
no, it's not Lisa. No, Lee, play.
I mean, I still have the sound effects if you want to relive that.
Please play. It's not like last week.
All right. Well, whatever.
And that was rough on her, especially when Tom and David's like, no, we still play. And I'm like, what are you doing, you idiot? And then he looks at me and goes, but that's like when you felt like I'm doing something really stupid. You look at me like, yeah, you're right, stupid.
You know what it was? It was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off a cliff and he's just moving his feet and everything's fine. Yeah. And then he looks down. That was the look I gave to Jill.
Because the whole thing about that is you're listening to gay sex and you have to listen intently to find out what the nationality is. So you have to listen to every nuance.
Every nook and cranny.
And it's like, it was torture.
Every slap and gurgle.
No, you guys, you'll pardon the pun, got off easy. I had to watch that, and extra.
I told you, go solo. You're the one who did Guy on Guy.
Oh, man. No, and there wasn't a lot of that. And you know what?
I'll show you some.
No, there were some, and they would be, like, quiet about it. It's like, oh,
you're
my
on
God.
Film, you prick.
Make
Let's
a,
go.
Make a little noise. Act like you're enjoying yourself.
Let's go, buddy.
Are you kidding me?
This is show business.
Are you kidding me?
They weren't. some of them, I had to watch extra ones where they weren't making any damn noise. So I
Come on, fellas. In their defense, a term for them is pillow biters. So
there were no pillows being bitten in these videos, I assure you. There were lots of things being swallowed, not bitten. Dude. And I know.
We got it.
I know. We lived through it.
We got it, Pip. Thank you. Next time we'll do the clean version, females.
I think this is what gave you your GERD.
Yeah. Didn't help it.
I was actually turning green like her dress. I really was. Man. I'm like, I can't. It's my show. I won't. I don't want to hear my show anymore.
I have never. He will stick with something and he was. I can't. I go. We got to continue.
Nice.
And then when Tom guessed it, and it's like, no. There's a. I go. Shut up.
The only time I ever failed on a bit like that was Arabs on the Arch. Yeah. That was the only time
we
go.
Right. We're like, okay, we're done.
This is too bad.
Joe was begging for the gefilte fish. Punishments again. He was like, please, give me some good filter fish juice to drink. I can't listen anymore.
Let me tell you something. Arabs are the arts. It's like we sat there, and as a comic, you pull everything in your pocket of tricks to sell a bit and go, we pulled everything. That damn thing just
That bird don't fly.
No way.
That turkey wouldn't get out of the road. No, it was just a big turkey. It was horrible.
All right, Joe. Story number one.
Okay, this is the coma man. Ron Huben, the coma man, Rob Huben, was in a car accident that left him paralyzed and comatose. He laid in bed day after day responding to no one. In 2006, doctors performed a brain scan and made a horrifying discovery. Huben was suffering from locked-in syndrome, where he is completely paralyzed but entirely conscious.
Mm.
Huben made international headlines with the help of a therapist who began communicating through a computer. He was interviewed by numerous news agencies, and soon he was at the center of a heated debate over keeping vegetative patients alive. Huben stated in several interviews that he feels that his purpose in life now is fighting for the rights of those patients and wants to be their voice in fighting against laws that would be okay pulling the plug.
All right, Sensei, as our guest, you can guess first.
No, I'm going to have to say no.
Saying that's not a real story?
That's a little too sci-fi for me.
Pip?
I have heard of this, I think.
I think I've heard of it, too. I think it's true, too. Mm-hmm. You're already on the record. You can't go by us.
It sounds like a little Matrix, like, plugging into somebody's brain.
No, I think it's true, too. I think I heard something about this. Anything in the chat before we reveal?
Well, Lisa says true.
Oh, now she's playing.
Yeah.
Miss Lisa, come lately.
No. She announced that she was going to.
She declared she's eligible for the draft. Lisa is making a statement. I shall play Savage Medicine.
I told her, come on, play. It's not like last week. What's the matter? Come on.
You made her fold.
Good.
Yeah, you have that effect. You communicated.
So everybody said true except for Russ. He said false.
All right.
So.
Joe?
That is false.
Oh!
Actually, the story is a true story, and they were communicating with him. But what they thought it was is it was the therapist was communicating through a computer. But they kind of thought, and they had the conclusion that it was almost like when you go see like a psychic or something. You're kind of making decisions. While, you know, your own decisions, not the person's decisions.
Yeah, sure.
So the conclusion was actually found out to be a hoax. So that is absolutely, positively false.
Cool.
So the therapist was kind of leading it to seem more like they were
Leaning in on that.
Like
and
a Ouija
had,
board.
Yeah. And
somebody's pushing.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, that was the analogy that they gave on that.
Really?
Yeah. That was the analogy they gave on that.
Oh, man.
Why they discovered that was false.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. I really thought that made sense because I thought I had heard.
Once
of
Joe
it.
Said computer, I was like, yeah, it's like Matrix.
Yeah, it was like, and I actually saw it in one article, and I followed up on several others, and there was a whole to do on it. I think they were trying to get away with fraud or something like that, and was using that in the basis. So that was a big deal over in Europe. Oh gosh. Over in around 2006, that's when they started.
We lost on a technicality.
But I'm kind of wondering, what was there? I mean, was it that this particular therapist was trying to push their agenda? But what would they, just because they hoped that the guy was in there or that they were
No, I mean, if that's your baby, you go, hey, this is the new way to do it. You get all this research and everything, all the money.
Yeah.
How easy is it to make money off of people who are comatose? Yeah. If you're a scammer.
Well, well,
yeah, yeah.
We're talking about scams, right?
It is easy to reach into their pockets.
If someone's comatose, you got them.
Yeah, well,
we call them our audience. Leave them alone.
Sorry, poking audience. Them.
our audience is staring at the computer screen with their mouth ajar, drooling. Leave them be. We love them.
Yes, we do. Here's a cup, dear.
Here's a cup, dear. You've always been the nice one on the show.
There's a reason Joe brings slop towel.
Hey, now I have another use. I hope Joe pays me double.
Sloppy!
Oh, Lisa has a point. A good point. She says research grants. That's what I said.
At.
Yeah,
yeah. There was a whole big to do on that on the outcome and the fallout.
Very sneaky, sis.
Mm. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, fans of the Fat Horse Challenge. Fans of the Fat Horse Challenge might.
Fans of the fan hole is what you also said. You're a real fan hole, aren't you?
Fan hole.
We just discussed tripping over words before about 5 minutes ago.
I know, I'm sorry. I do.
Leave the communicator alone.
Sorry.
But this will hit home for Fat Horse Challenge. Soy sauce overdose.
Oh.
Risky drinking games usually involve alcohol. Risky games usually involve alcohol, but one teen learned not to swig soy sauce either.
Wait, one team or teen?
One team.
Oh, I thought teenager. It was like a team of assholes. Yeah. we went to the buffet with a mission.
Challenge.
A group of people.
We have our little soul Kikkoman t-shirts.
Flocking to P.F. Chang's.
Cheerleaders on
the
side.
Package ain't going to cut it, sister. Yeah. We need the bottles. It's the soy sauce challenge.
We have all these wonton, and we need an ocean of soy sauce.
Wonton, one team.
Sponsored by Kikkoman.
That's a good t-shirt.
I'm surprised that got out. I was going to die, all right?
That was funny.
All right, rack it up. Good, I'll take it. So, risky drinking games usually involve alcohol, but one teen learned not to swig soy sauce either. A 19-year-old Virginia man...
Hold on. I like the fact that there's a lesson involved in this. Well, like, this was up for debate, and he's like, oh, well, now I know. I heard in school that drinking soy sauce was fine, and I did it. Now I know.
Hey, I learned the hard way about filter fish juice.
I could have told you it wasn't good for you. Yeah.
I had to find out an Iron Maiden concert.
Your team gefilte.
You can't chug soy sauce. What am I supposed to do with my weekend?
Pork fried rice will never be the same again.
That's right.
You never look at it that way.
No, you can't. I don't want soy sauce. But it's light. No, I don't want it.
It's light. Don't care.
How about teriyaki, maybe?
No. Maybe. Use it back in. It's a gateway food.
Gateway food. That's where they get you, Joe. They start you the teriyaki. Next thing you know, you're chugging soy sauce.
There you go. It's a shame. You got to teach the kids, Russ.
This is right up. This is what the Chinese.
One not to have with your sushi.
Now, after the Warriors fought at snack time, they knew to be careful.
But just because he's a sensei, you pointed at him?
Yes.
I think that's racist.
I think it's part of the new forms. It's the GAC maneuver.
All right, so, but one teen learned not to swig soy sauce either. A 19-year-old Virginia man drank a quart of soy sauce on a dare. He first started twitching and then had seizures.
Oh, that's probably the wrong reaction. He had seizures and I'm laughing my ass off.
I want you, a douchebag.
Yes, I am.
Well, he had twitching and he had seizures and eventually landed in the hospital in a 3-day coma. Doctors diagnosed
a 3-day coma.
The soy sauce
started getting rough. His cookies were tossed. If not for the courage of the sushi chef, the life would be lost. The life would be lost. The California roll. The wonton soup.
Sashimi.
And the egg roll.
Wasabi. Na na na.
Oh, we're assholes. Yes,
better we sign. All right.
Actually, this is true, actually.
I don't care.
So, nonetheless, this lad landed in the hospital in a 3-day coma. Doctors diagnosed him. I say.
Now I want chicken.
Yeah. Boy, why'd you drink that soy sauce?
Don't wait, turkey.
You're dumber than a bunch of rocks, I say.
Right. Doctors diagnosed him with hypernatremia. A dangerous levels of salt in the bloodstream.
Okay.
One quart of soy sauce can contain as much as a third of a pound, 150 grams, of sodium. Excess sodium in the bloodstream pulls water out of nearby tissues, a process called osmosis, which equalizes the concentration of the salt across the cells. Hypertonemia can extract so much water from the brain that it starts to shrink and bleed.
I like it when Joe talks science.
Yeah. He's pretty convincing.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
It's hot.
Boy, isolate that.
It's almost like Mr. Goodbody.
Mr. Goodbody with his stupid stretchy suit with organs on it. Yeah.
Tell me more science, Joe.
Turn around. Where's the rear end that you're going to be dealing with in a few minutes in that suit? Don't go to the village, Mr. Goodbody.
Mr. Goodbody.
I remember him. They had to wheel us in there in the big room. And like when we were in the fourth grade to watch the stupid show on PBS.
A quick story. One time I was hanging out with Adam and his girlfriend.
Ferrara.
Yeah, Adam Ferrara. And Adam was doing this children's reading where celebrities come in and do children's reading.
Okay.
And we go to a children's museum and they have this thing. It's like a colon, like a slide. That's a colon.
Wait, what?
I swear to God, Russ. It was like shaped like, because it's teaching the kids about like the human body. And it's a slide you can go down. It's a colon. I felt like a turd going down.
So somebody heard the term poop shoot and actually put it on paper. They actually designed it and put it on paper.
This will be genius.
Yeah. The kids will love it.
Put a fan at the bottom that the kids can crash into. Then the shit can hit the fan.
It was a
long way to go. That joke stunk.
Why don't you stand there? There's the children's museum in New York City that they had.
Oh, we'll have to go and investigate.
But anyway, it took doctors about 5 hours and 1.5 gallons, 5.7 liters of sugar water pumped into the teen's body to get his sodium levels back to normal, according to the report published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine in June. Surprisingly, he survived with no long-term neurological damage.
Pip, go first.
You know, there were just a couple of details in the story which were not the type of scientific details. When they were talking about, because I was with you about the whole idea about the salt bleaching, you know, I was like, salt pulling it out of the other cells? Okay. You know, yeah, it has a lot of sodium in it. But you're talking about pounds of salt. They don't talk about it like that. And sugar water. Yeah, no. I'm going to say no.
You know, I was thinking it was true, but then when he said osmosis, I'm like, I don't think so. But still, I think there's enough there that's true. I'm going to go true. I'm going to disagree with Pip.
Okay.
Russ?
This story is so ridiculous, I want it to be true, but...
We hope a kid had seizures. Russ is on record to say, I hope that son of a bitch twitched.
It just reinforces that you can't fix stupid.
Although, as a sensei, it's your job to.
Work harder.
You got to know, with this guy in Virginia, you got to know when you beat. Osmosis, don't get it. But I think somebody would hurl. Before ingesting that much dangerous sodium.
Well, he twitched.
I get after you have too much salt, you want something sweet, the sugar water thing. That's a nice touch. I'm not...
I see what you did there.
It's like having linguine and then, you know, he wants some sorbet. I get that.
Just like that, Russ. Just like that.
He's really
when I have linguine, I go into convulsions in a 3-day coma. Just like that. I think it's the clam sauce.
Too much salt in a marinara? You know, it could have any, you know... I'm going to go with no. I think somebody would barf before ingesting.
Anybody in the chat, Miss Helix?
Like yes. It's Davin says true. I said no. Joe's girl says true. Russ says no. Lisa says true.
Ready?
Yep.
No, let's wait a couple days. Let's have a 3-day coma and come back.
All right, that story is true.
Yes!
No way!
Yeah, Twitchy! Yeah, have
no
your soy sauce.
And I'll believe it. I'll tell you why. On Opie and Anthony, one of the guys on Opie and Anthony, guy E-Rock, they had a thing where they made him eat cinnamon. Cinnamon, really?
The cinnamon challenge is life-threatening. Yes.
And he wound up having to go to the emergency room.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. The way he was acting on the show, they shit their pants. They had to get him right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I actually had several students of mine, teenagers, who wound up in Orange Regional Medical Center.
Right.
Because of that stupid cinnamon challenge.
Yeah.
And I tell my students, if I even hear about it, you'll have to deal with me, whatever's left over after your parents.
Right, right.
That's true. Soy sauce, though?
Well, with the sodium content, the excess sodium content, and the osmosis, I guess, it was the process of pulling this, you know, the water or whatever out. You know, it's like when you have Chinese food, you get thirsty.
The cinnamon thing, it's more respiratory. Like, I had one student, he wound up with... polyps in his lungs.
Oh my God.
Because he did it so many times.
My God.
You know what? Yeah. Then once wasn't enough.
I must be doing it wrong. I'm still alive.
Yeah. Well, cinnamon in large doses is poisonous.
Yes, exactly.
Well, hence the challenge.
But I'm saying a liquid with a lot of salt. That's why I said no, because I figured if you just took
a pound and a half of salt, diluted it with any liquid.
Well, you know what?
It, you just barf it up.
You know what?
Yeah.
To, you
know,
it really doesn't matter. This guy really held it down. He was on a mission.
It doesn't matter what you said, because you were wrong.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. Who cares? Soy
next time I'm at P.F. Chang's, I'm going to think twice.
No, you order extra soy sauce. You go, I can beat the 3-day coma. I'm getting out in two.
You start,
be a man.
You start shaking looking at the teriyaki sauce. I know it's a gateway sauce, but.
No duck sauce. No!
I'll never forget when we were doing the Fat Horse Challenge. Davin and I are on the road. And we're at a Chinese restaurant having a buffet. And Davin looks at me and goes, oh, we're at the buffet. And he goes, you like wasabi? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. No, yeah, love it, love it, love it, love it. Because I knew he was going to put it
too
on.
Too bad he had already folded his cards. And he shows up like, we have a new punishment.
Yes, we did.
That one we had to do twice because Joe beat it the first time. I figured out where to place it on his tongue.
Yeah.
We couldn't have that.
Yeah. And Dav and I looked at each other like, damn.
Oh, yeah, we were pissed.
We were.
Curses. All it was right. Onions that got me in.
Yes.
No, the escargot that's pissed me off because I was like, really? You're eating that crap? And then after he ate a couple, so he did what he had to do, then he pulls out the nastiest snot burger that you've ever seen.
Yeah, that was our fault. We should have handled the escargot.
We should have made him get the worst one. Because the others, he was like, that's not bad. And I'm like,
I like snot.
And then the one that was in the can still, it was like, ah!
Well, the thing that really was when Tom suggested time limits, because what after all of that, what got me was onions. If I had those two onions, I could have ate those onions leisurely and not a problem. But that stupid Tom, oh, we have a time. He's got to eat it in 3 minutes. I'm like, you
two onions in 3 minutes.
Don't call our fans stupid.
I love
big,
Tom.
It was a big Vidalia onion, so it's like. It wasn't like the, you know, yellow that you're going to cry yourself to death.
Softball size.
Yeah, so it was like.
That's a little too much.
But that was a lot.
But then we got him back because he, what did he?
He had a chug hot sauce.
He had a hot sauce. And we wound up.
Videos are online.
There was a thing where he screwed up with something, and we were going on the road to Michigan.
No, they all screwed up with the when I was when they didn't nobody thought I would get Belinda on the video chat.
We go to Michigan, and we had the hot and we made him drink hot sauce, and I'm the one that served it to him. So it's like vindication.
He's dancing around like an asshole.
Well, I was happy because he's in my winning streak.
All right, number three, Joseph.
Norwegian artist cooks and eats his own hip.
All right.
What?
This unusual and gut-wrenching story eerily echoes the infamous Donner Party. Alex
Donner Party?
Donner Party.
The Donner Party.
Dahmer.
Dahmer?
Okay. Oh, no, I thought Donner.
Donner?
The Donner Party. They crashed into the Alps, and they had nobody, no place to go.
They made a movie about that.
What, Alive? You talking about Alive?
The Cannibals, yes.
Yes.
Alive,
oh.
Yes.
Alive was the Donner Party.
Well, no, I know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, now we do. And then
now I do. Have you learned your lesson?
See, if I pronounced it right and stuck with it, I could have called you stupid and pretended.
You'll still call me stupid later and pretend.
Right. Alexander Selvik Wingskjold, a 25-year-old Norwegian artist, decided to fulfill a self-serving art project when he ate his own hip.
I thought we were just pasting popsicle sticks.
No, we told you to be hip, not eat your hip, stupid. Oh.
Yes. Europeans get so extreme.
First off of a whim, and then later saw it as a nice moment that became of kind of a catharsis for enduring all the pain since he was 3 months old. Wingskjold, who was born with a hip deformity, had potato gratin and a glass of wine to go with his hip.
Well, you got to have sides.
What?
If it had this flavor of wild sheep. If you take a
sheep. Wait, what?
Yes, his hip had the flavor of wild sheep.
Oh, right.
If you take a sheep that goes in the mountains and eats mushrooms, it was goaty, he said. Medical Daily reported the conceptual artist spent a year trying to convince doctors to let him film his hip replacement operation and then keep the bone. As noted, Wingskjold's pleads were successful and became part of his art project in a graduation exhibit called No Guts, No Galaxy.
I'm going to say false. Although it's just stupid enough to be true.
Just in terms of biomedical ethics, even though it is Europe, I'd like to say false.
Well, all right.
They would give you a body part that was just removed. That just doesn't sound very...
No.
Doctorly.
No. It is Europe, though, so
I don't...
It sounds so crazy, but it tasted goaty.
Goaty. Like it ate mushrooms over that with mushrooms or something?
Yeah,
a quiet taste?
Yeah.
That's where Pip gets caught. I don't believe the taste.
No, but,
you know, if they would have said groundhog, I'd be with you.
Yeah. I mean, even goaty. You eat a goat. Yeah, you know.
You know, it's like, how do you garnish this? I know.
Do you go with mint sauce? You would probably go with a mint with a hip. Because if it's goaty, you know.
Potatoes au gratin. I have to say false. It's just weird. All right. Wait. So now everybody says false.
All three of us said false.
Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Lisa says true.
Lisa would probably be the winner here.
What is it, John?
Nolan, that is true.
I
no
know.
Way.
I know.
No.
It was stupid enough to be true.
No.
Good job, Lisa. Apparently, wow. Lisa believes what a hip tastes like is goaty. That's the takeaway. Lisa knows what body parts taste like.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope goaty. I'm not going to be serving this.
Can you imagine if you had like a penis in your mouth? Go, you know what? That tastes like a goat.
What grounds would serve
if you have a penis goat in your mouth, a goat penis in your mouth, it wouldn't taste like that.
I guess, Russ, they made him sign all sorts of paperwork saying, all right, you can eat your hip, but we, you know.
But at that point, it's medical waste.
Yeah.
How do you even get that out of a hospital?
I don't know.
Like, Norway's
kind of nuts, you know?
They were bored. So what's the score with three down, Pip?
Note to self, no surgeries in Scandinavia.
Yes. Well, so far.
Can I have my appendix back?
It's goaty. We're keeping it. We're going to serve it flambéed. People do eat body parts. Like, you could go to places. They'll, you know, feed you that stuff.
What?
Yeah, you can eat all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, Davin, Joe's girl, and Russ are tied with one each. And Lisa's in the lead with two.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she goes, the Canadian wins.
Yeah. No, we're not done yet. Settle down there, Canuck.
It's very exciting.
It's not the Stanley Cup. Relax.
Oh, she's been
she
didn't
watch
she
the Stanley Cup
three.
This year.
What?
No Canadian team's made it. She didn't watch the Cup this year.
Yeah, no, no Canadian teams ever make it. Canada sucks at hockey.
Surprisingly.
It's because it's not very popular there.
They're watching curling, Joe.
I love curling.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know why? Because the whole origin, you know these Canucks got drunk on the ice somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Started throwing rocks and going, this is cool. And then, all right, sweep in front of it. And they made it a sport.
You know what it was? I know who thought of it? Probably a housewife wanted her husband to learn how to sweep. He goes, here, start with this. Here, it's a sport. You do this. Oh, I see you can sweep on the ice. Now try the kitchen, stupid.
Yeah, because who would think of it? You had to be drunk looking for something to do on the ice. Keep it going, man.
Come on, exactly. Man. It's going. It's going.
Exactly.
But why would you be on the ice if you're not drunk?
But
it's cold. No,
but it's like a drunk game. It's like when we, me, Anthony, my buddy Johnny, and stuff like that, we used to have a game called Whoa when we got drunk. And what we would take is a milk crate, and we would kick it with our Harmon Survivor's boots and, like, kick it in the air and flick it and kick it. And we'd call it Whoa! Whoa! It was like.
It's just like curling.
But it would be like if they made Whoa an Olympic sport. Something that you played drunk that was funny. And now it's an Olympic sport.
You sobered it up.
Wait a minute. Right. Are you trying to convince me that I have to look you as an athlete?
As an innovator.
I'd rather look at you as an athlete than an innovator.
Boy, that's a stretch.
Lisa chimes in and she says, I'm from Toronto and we have not won in 47 years. Wow.
You're the Cubs of hockey.
Tell her I don't feel bad. I'm a Rangers fan.
Oh,
yeah, you guys had a run, though.
Not that bad, but. Yeah.
Hey, you did have a good run.
Yeah, we did all right. It was disappointing.
The king is dead. Anyway, move on.
He's not dead. He's just old.
Henrik Lundqvist isn't old.
For that sport, yeah, he's getting there.
Brodeur went to the Cup a couple years ago.
But he's been hit with too many pucks. I don't know. I think it's time.
It kind of goes with the territory. He's a goalie.
I'll tell you a funny story. We're working in Flint, Michigan, and we're at a restaurant. We're having lunch.
You name all the big cities we play.
Yeah, I know.
I've never heard of that city.
Braggart. No, it's dangerous.
When
you've
we
heard
go on tour, we hit every major city, 20 miles on the outskirts of it. But I'm at a buff. We're at lunch, and Davin goes, I'm going to go up to the buffet. So I'm sitting there, and I just hear Davin talking to this other guy, and this guy comes up to Davin, and the guy was a Red Wings fan, and Davin's wearing his Devils jersey.
So you
just hear the guy go, or a Devils fan, and you just hear Davin go, why, you don't like championships?
That was right after the Devils have been beating the Red Hawks.
That was back when they were winning.
Yeah.
I was laughing. Because you didn't see him. You just heard the conversation.
I couldn't say that now. Now I would just have to take it.
Yeah, you would.
Now the Devils suck. Yeah, I know. They suck. But at the time, they were better than the Red Wings.
Yeah, back then.
Well, Trucker Tom, just
when you had to wait during the winter to play hockey.
What?
Back when you had to wait during winter to play hockey. The ponds froze, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, Trucker Tom just weighed in, okay. And he said he was proud to see the Rangers go that far, and that's from a Red Wings fan.
They did all right. They, you know, it was just, you know, it's the Rangers.
I'm glad we're done talking about hockey on the sports. Nobody cares about hockey. Number four.
I hope this is a hockey story.
Far from it.
Guy eats puck.
Man hit with puck.
The magical land of Vilcabamba.
Wait, what?
The magic land of Vilcabamba.
Oh, right.
Vilcabamba.
Sounds like a Harry Potter land.
In the 1970s, researchers began flocking to Vilcabamba, a town in the Andes which apparently boasted the oldest population on Earth. Residents reached regularly ages of 115 beyond, but remained as healthy as people much younger. In 1973, National Geographic ran a story by a researcher from Harvard Medical School about this amazing valley and its people's perpetual youthfulness. Many theories were offered to explain this phenomenon, from clean air to super antitoxin minerals found in the water.
I thought you were going to say manure for a second. Yeah.
Antitoxic minerals found in the water. Tourists, as well as people suffering from chronic conditions, began to pouring in under the assumption that they were all going to turn into Benjamin Button. Even today, Vilcabamba.org boasts to the potential tourist that years are added to your life, and life is added to your years. The people of Ecuador value the wisdom and experience that comes with old age, and year after year have flocked to this destination as a fountain of youth. So much so that the Wall Street Journal reports that many baby boomers are now planning to retire there, and by 2020 may surpass Florida and the Southwest as the primary place to go for retirement.
Not if they don't have good pastrami.
Funny. Funny.
Nice. Russ, what do you say?
I'm going to say no.
Pip?
Yeah, I'm saying no.
I'm going to say no. I dated an Ecuadorian girl. I would think this would have come up in conversation.
Really?
So, I mean, for God's sake, she told me bird poop was their number one export. This would have come up in conversation, too.
They'd be like millionaires flocking there now.
Yeah, we'd hear about it.
It would be overdeveloped.
Nobody'd be in Arizona. Florida would be emptying out. It'd be cheaper to live in Ecuador. Nobody.
The city would, what is it, a town? It's a small town in the Andes?
Yeah.
Andrew Zimmern would have been there eating weird shit by now.
Trucker Tom jumps in to say, Villa Cahoo, what?
Wolfgang
Puck
would have a restaurant.
No, it's not Africa. That's coming up next segment. Settle down, Tom. You're jumping the gun.
Africa Babana, what?
Did we scam them?
So,
You said no, right?
I said no.
What'd they say in the chat?
Everyone said no except for Lisa.
Again, Lisa.
Lisa's probably Googling shit.
No, she's not a cheater. No, she's not a cheater. Nope, she's not a cheater.
That's a good point. This can be Googled.
Yeah, but I don't think Lisa would cheat. One of our games, we had somebody doing that, and he was stupid enough to actually say that he was doing it.
No, I think it was alleged, but they weren't.
No, they were.
Oh, were they?
And what
did Lisa say is true?
Lisa said it's true.
Okay, Lisa is not a liar. It is absolutely false.
Oh, it's false.
Well, look at the good news, Lisa. You're not a liar, but you're wrong.
No.
But the thing about it was,
that's more important.
The town is a true place, obviously. And
that's not even obvious, Joe.
They were claiming that they were the Fountain of Youth, but what happened was is that they really kept no medical records there. So when they're asking people in their 70s, how old are you? I'm 105. And that's where that came from. They just were just exaggerating.
Shit up. Yeah, funny, you look 20.
And especially when we found out that the people were thinking this area was the Fountain
Wait
of
a minute, are you saying a random village in Ecuador does not have the best record keeping, Joe?
I most certainly am, Devin.
You're
without
as old as you feel.
All right, Joe, if you're going to say that about them, I guess we'll have to stand by it.
Look at how few teeth they have. They must be really old.
I got a little drink. Hold on for 1 second.
That was. Yeah, all right, so we got one.
I'm still hung up about the hip guy, man.
I know.
So, all right, we're going into the last one. Who can win?
Well, you know what? Right now, everyone except for me is tied with two. Mm. I have one.
Because you suck.
So, yeah.
Would you stop?
Why?
Did you learn anything from the rambling? You learned to be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll have no black people down here. I have learned, Joe. Thank you. And I absolutely never say horrible things about you either. And I can look you in the face and say it. I've learned much from the rabbi, Joe.
Do Sicilians count?
I don't say bad things about you.
Yeah, we don't take to your kind in here.
Well, they're close to being black as far as the Italians are concerned.
What, the they came from the Moors. Are supposed to be the blackest of the Italians.
Came from
the
Moors.
Italians.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
The Moors. Because the less wouldn't be great.
Only from the waist down, Pip.
Are you more?
All right.
Really?
How do you like banana pancakes?
Extra syrup, please.
Ew! She'll provide it. It's viscousy down here. That ain't Aunt Jemima. Eat up.
It was all that science stuff.
Is that buttermilk? Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
As long as it don't taste goaty.
It's goaty. It's not goaty. It's gamey.
Goaty. I mean, what?
Goaty.
That's a man who's eaten a lot of goats.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And he specified wild goat. None of that farm living. Well, he has to be a wild goat.
Listen, you goat humper. No, no. No, no. Eater, not humper. All right, Joe, last one. Bring us home.
The gynecologist who sprayed a chemical found in drain cleaner on a woman's sex organs.
All right. Once we're with gynecologists, you have my attention. We're going to talk about things I'm interested in.
Take that miner's helmet off.
I have a feeling you're going to ruin these things I'm interested in with this story.
In November 2013, an Ohio woman sued Dr. John Black for allegedly spraying a chemical used in drain cleaner in her private parts.
Well, in his defense, you know, it's hard to get those hard-to-reach places.
But she was sparkling clean later.
Little 409 for the vagina.
She was having trouble peeing. He figured he'd back cleaner out there. Let me get my snake.
When Badger still doesn't work.
We have Drano.
Vinegar is an all-purpose cleaner.
It is.
You put it on your used vinegar and use newspaper on your windshield. Clean it up nice.
And your vagina.
And your vagina.
Sure.
The woman identified only as Laura.
What? She didn't want to. She will have to worry about a stinky vag. I'd prefer not to use my name for this.
Pass the Daily News.
I enjoy oral treats, and I think this story might ruin it.
Right.
Oh, dude.
So I identified.
Too much?
Yeah.
Tom says, to be fair, he used scrubbing bubbles.
Wouldn't it be funny if there was oral treats, little vagina snacks in the shape of a vagina? Little thing.
They're not Scooby snacks. You don't solve crimes after you eat them.
Hey, Joe, would you do it for the vagina snack?
Come here, boy.
Yes.
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 Devin. New from Calibration. Snatches.
Snatches. Kibbles and snatch. Kibbles and snatch. Get me some kibbles and snatch. See Joe chasing after the little Chuck Wagon train, a vagina hanging off the back.
It's bacon!
Look, it makes it so
great. It's vagina! See, Joe just smashed his head trying to get through. Oh, it got him.
It's finger looking good. No, well, not exactly.
It comes in its own gravy.
I said that. No, me moan.
And on certain times of the month, red sauce.
Oh! I'm done. There it was.
Oh,
check, please.
I guess that's the fish flavor.
The woman identified only as Laura visited Dr. Black in his Akron, Ohio office for a routine gynecological exam. At one point, Dr. Black squirted some liquid from a spray bottle marked vinegar.
Are we sure it was a spray bottle that he squirted that liquid from?
That'll get.
Hold on, let me get some Windex. It's going to leave water spots. Who uses a Windex spray bottle on a vag?
Was it on spray or stream?
I prefer a mist. We'll start slow.
Sometimes they add foam. But
anyway. Oh. Well, that's when there's an infection.
Yeah, right.
That's how you know.
So Dr. Black squirted some liquid from a spray bottle marked vinegar into...
It would bubble.
Like salad? China, not a salad, stupid.
Do you have a vinaigrette? We'll go with vinegar.
Do you have low fat?
Give me a couple minutes. I'm making creamy Italian.
I have a magazine.
No salad after dinner on Sunday.
Right. So he sprayed a liquid from a bottle marked vinegar into her sex organs and into her vaginal canal.
How big is it?
La, 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 la. Mila, come on, I'll take you by the fallopian tubes. La, 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 more.
Vinegar? I thought we were having Italian.
La, 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 more.
Oh, croutons.
La, la, more. Ah, the fallopian tubes. So look, let's go to the lovely place called the uterus. La, 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 more.
Well, that explains the man on the boat. La, that's where he goes.
La, la, let us at heart.
Sometimes we can't find the man on a boat as a man. And now we know it's in the vaginal
canal.
Where
he put the bee?
That's when you
I will
pole.
Find him.
Yes, they use your pole, and he's in the canal.
I will find him.
We solve mysteries.
Yeah. I was in my pole.
Joe, you get a snatch snack. Right. We've solved a mystery.
Yeah. All right.
Tom says, I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought you asked for ranch.
Oh, it's blue cheese.
Burn it, you varmints. Where are we in this Vatican canal? I think there's gold in there, Paul. Keep a looking, varmints. Keep a looking. We her in the vaginal canal. Dig, brood it. Put on some mask, boys. Get kind of sweaty in here. You're at who in the hell is that? I'm the man in the boat. We're Dig, Bernard Palmer. We lost in this vagina now. We got to get out of this canal. Hit up by the labia, boys.
Sorry. So that's what happens when a blood vessel bursts in Joe's head. I just looked at him like in a dog looking like one of those flash lights on the wall. I just kind of cocked my head.
What's happening?
I'm watching this thinking, how much soy sauce did he drink?
Like, this is like going to be like an Arabs on the Arts bit. We need to bail.
He's up the vaginal canal without a paddle.
Oh.
No salad or sex this week. Thanks, Pip.
Like both were an option on you.
Be nice to the sponsor.
Have some cake and do what you do alone. He's like, dude, you know how much I get late? Black belt 7 times.
9, 11?
Nine. That's a lot. He told me though that for him to get like another degree, he has to die. That's how you know you're a badass. No, that's true, right?
It's customary.
Yeah, like you've got to
hold off.
I'm gonna take my time with that one, Joe.
When you're in your nineties, go, all right, exactly. Fuck it, I'll go for it now.
I'm ready to test again.
It's like you kick as much ass as a living human being should, but when you're dead and a ghost like zombie, we'll give you another.
I got one more kick left in me. Let's
do
it. Oh,
God.
That's an involuntary kick. Yes, he's dead.
Isn't there one place? I forgot. I read somewhere that there's some like sect that they learn karate or something like that, and if they fail, they have to kill themselves. Something like that.
The tests are very difficult to get your belt, Joe.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. I've never heard anything like that.
I think that might decrease enrollment, Russ. I wouldn't put that on the flyer.
Also,
that
and the racist rabbi. I mean, really?
He invites the racist rabbi is actually around the block from. Well, I shouldn't say that, but yes. I just did.
If you do this move wrong,
maybe
we'll bring
visit
in
together.
Black people.
We'll have a black guy take a sword to you.
I would let my daughter marry a black belt.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Go on.
So, Dr. Black squirted some liquid from a spray bottle marked vinegar into her sex organs and into her vaginal canal. She immediately felt a burning sensation accompanied by great pain. Noticing her reaction, Black placed the tiny amount of the solution he used into a cup and tasted it on the tip of his
tongue.
Why
not just get it straight from the source? Excuse me, ma'am. I got to see what's going on there.
Did you just say cup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just testing.
Oh, it's vinegary. Let me get a potato chip.
I think you would use lettuce.
In the cup or somewhere else?
I don't know. Well, it's Lay's.
I think the Ruffles for that.
So when he put for her pleasure.
Yeah.
For her pleasure.
I prefer Munchos. Go on the serious story.
When he placed the liquid on the tip of his tongue, it also started to burn. Black panicked and said, I'm breaking all the rules.
I'm going in!
I'm going in! He then proceeded to irrigate the burned area with 3 bottles of saline solution, also applied a cream inside her to numb the pain.
I'm sure he did.
Without wearing gloves.
Oh, shit.
What?
Well, yeah. there's no time to waste.
Yeah, I got to go elbow deep for this one. This is a bad burn.
Do you feel this? It's in my throat.
What's going on in Ohio?
There's the remote control. I'm sorry, Miss Kardashian, but this is part of the job.
Tests determined that what Black thought was vinegar was actually potassium hydroxide, a chemical which can decompose human flesh.
Oh, that's not going to go good on the no-no.
No. A few hours after seeing Laura, Black called her and suggested she go to Akron's General Hospital emergency room. There, doctors discovered a plastic bottle cap inside her cervix. In addition, they found...
A bottle cap?
Yes, a bottle cap, Davin. They also found a pH level of the liquid sprayed inside her body was not the harmless 7.5 level that Black claimed, but 12 or higher, a level damaging to the human body.
So he's trying to bury the evidence.
Yeah. The woman and her husband filed a malpractice suit against Black and his employer, Paragon Health Associates. The company denied all allegations but said that Black sprayed what he indeed thought was vinegar into her vagina.
So his answer was my bad?
Yeah.
Oopsie!
Laura experiences ongoing irregular bleeding and can no longer be intimate with her husband.
Oh.
She also believes she'll need a hysterectomy.
Oh. Pip, as our expert on vaginas.
Okay. I got three guys here, and I'm the expert on vaginas?
You got
oh,
one. You get
sad.
To you can play with it after hours.
You won't. Well,
it's only open for business a little limited time for us. Yes. Unless we're Cosby. Then it's always open.
You see. Depends on the cappuccino. Okay.
The cappuccino, I get it.
It's good when you get him. She wasn't trying to stump you.
I try not to follow sadistic stories, but I have
really? Could have fooled us. Seemed to be right on the ball, as it were, tonight.
I have to say false, because there's just no reason for him to be squirting vinegar up into her vagina.
Sure, if it smells like fish, fish and vinegar go well.
No. You know what? You get the mayonnaise.
Like off the trenches.
You make salad. You do not spray
and turkey. Don't
up
forget
it.
The turkey.
Nobody's sticking a turkey up a vagina, Joe. That's absurd.
It's mayonnaise, not vinegar.
You get mayonnaise.
When I'm done, it's Miracle Whip.
I
hate Miracle Whip.
Me too. It's
awful. Number one, if he knew that he put something in there he wasn't supposed to, yes, he might flush the vaginal canal, but he's not going to shove his. He's not going to go fist deep with the ointment. No. I say no.
No. I say true, because you know what? When the vag is burning, all hands in deck. You are not.
I wanted to work on that one.
I am really. I studied the story, Joe.
That's cause not to go in.
No, but he's got to save her. It's very delicate in there.
But wait, the other thing is, they found a bottle cap
that's what I don't
in
remember
her
yeah
cervix.
Who knows what she does in her free time?
It doesn't work.
Sometimes you don't have a bottle opener and you want a beer.
No. You can't get a bottle cap in your cervix.
Hey, lady, it's Miller High Life, all right? You do what you do. Russ, what do you say?
Wait, do you say yes or no?
I say it's true. I say it's Stroh's. Okay. I say Stroh's is spoken here.
I don't want this one to be true, but...
Oh, really? But you wanted the convulsing kid to be true?
Yeah.
What a saint you are.
That's just stupid, man. I'm sorry.
As opposed to this story, which makes all types of logic.
Well, she's under the care of a doctor. The bottle cap thing, I'm not buying that. Also, how does a chemical that eats human flesh... Is that what it does?
Yes. You grabbed the wrong squirt bottle.
Why is that a doctor's office?
Because you have cleaners come in.
Specifically... Why is that a gynecologist's office?
Because you have cleaners coming. They have to clean things.
A cleaning bottle.
So you say it's false.
Vagina stuff. Yeah.
Vagina stuff.
Listen, sometimes you...
A bottle of vagina stuff.
Yeah. Let me asshole
that way.
Asshole cleanser, vagina stuff, penis puffs.
Actually, vagina stuff, TM.
But he also put the chemical...
It's tit-tats.
He also put the second stuff in a cup. So where's the cap come from? So he's got a spray bottle.
Yeah, but maybe she had the cap in there before she arrived.
It must have been one hell of a party.
Fell in there.
I'm going to say no.
I have to have
I got a shot to win here. I got a shot. Well, depending on what Lisa says.
I'm going to say no. For all that's good and decent, I'm going to say no.
For all that's good and decent. So you're not sponsoring the show any longer.
We lost the sponsor.
No, there we go.
Shit, stay on your sponsor.
Stupid inviting him in. What are you thinking? Don't let the sponsors hear what this is show's about. Asshole.
No, that was the problem.
There's a bottle cap up there. I need you to look.
Walk down the old taint.
There's no time for gloves. Pip, get cracking.
There's a whole bottle up there. Davin said true. I said false. Joe's girl says true.
Got a girl, Joe's
Russ
girl.
Russ says false. Lisa says true.
So Lisa can win. Can win
she
here.
Could.
Or Russ could win.
No, I'm tied. We're tied.
Yeah, but you're the only one that said false.
Did I say false? Yeah.
Yeah.
You could
win.
Joe, read us the vagina monologues.
That story is true.
Yeah! Clean it with the vinegar. Burn, baby, burn.
Now, what I want to understand is why is it using vinegar in the first place?
That's what I want to know.
Because it gets out the smell.
Okay.
That's why, I think. I don't know.
Not a
doctor.
No, it's a natural vaginal cleaner, right?
As Sensei would know.
I mean, they use that.
What belt did they teach you that?
Douches.
It's a douche. Is it vinegar and water?
Not your type of douche. I was a race to that one. Saw you stammer and I saw my opening.
We look like two dogs that saw a cat.
Fortunately, I was the Great Dane on that one, and you were the fat collie I won.
Two dogs that saw a cat and decided to spray vinegar in it.
The fat how many fat collies have you ever seen? Collie's usually a trimmed dog. I never saw a fat collie.
Out of all the horse shit I say on the show, that's the thing you want to call me out on.
I know, really. That's
what you want to fact check.
You know why? Because you're having a problem defending that. It's like, well, I...
They're covered in fur, Joe. I don't ask shame a little bit. Are you a fat collie or a thin collie?
Fat shaming.
Because there's the smaller collies, too. The border collies. Yeah, those are your petite collies. I assume a Lassie collie, that's a fat dog.
No, Lassie always seemed trim.
Yeah, she's always running because Timmy's in a fucking hole.
Well, of course he's got...
And somebody's spraying vinegar on Tim, and he's like, get me out! I'm stuck in this hole!
Well, you'd be trim, too, if you were up to ass with fucking emergencies all the time. The poor... You know, I would be so... I would run away if I was Lassie.
I'm waiting.
You come
go,
home,
girl, go!
You want to eat out of your ball. Lassie! Oh, for Christ's sakes, I was about to lick my ass.
Pip, where can people hear the show?
Wait, first we have to tell people who won.
Lisa won.
No, it was a three-way.
Ah, everybody wins then.
Davin, Joe Girls, and Lisa.
Yeah! Mia, Joe's girl is no longer Joe's girl. I got the vinegar. Let's rock, ladies.
And you can listen.
Where's this bottle cap coming from?
She came with the bottle cap. She's a whore.
I don't do well.
I know. That still bothers me.
That was the thing that stumps them. All the absurdity.
How she got it in her cervix? What? Because
you do things when you're bored and married.
Oh, my God.
Or you're thirsty.
Don't point at me saying that. No, I don't. No, I don't.
I'm thirsty. Well, you didn't bring the bottle opener. Here, spread them. Click. Now everybody's drinking at the compound.
Wow. Oh, my God. You can listen to this insanity live Tuesdays on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, theindieauthority.com, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, gunroadradio.com, tunein.com, hawkradio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard on rainrockradio.com and talksuperstation.com on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. You go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm, tunein.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
You're listening to Davin's Den. We're going to be back with scammers in just a few minutes, taking a very short break.